The mission is simple, to help high achievers naturally eliminate emotional and physical obstacles so they can optimize their life for higher achievement. Welcome. You have just entered the Genesis Zone.
Hello, everyone. Good day, and welcome to the Genesis Zone show. This is Dr. Brian Brown. Thank you for taking time out of your extremely busy day to join us. You are in for a treat today. And our ongoing Wellness Warriors series, today we're joined by Nim Stant. Nim is the founder of Go All In TV and the Success Mentor Program. She is also a best-selling author and yoga professional. Hailing from the third world country of Thailand, Nim has inspired tens of thousands of entrepreneurs to reinvent themselves personally and professionally. Coming from a broken lower middle class family has taught Nim to become a purpose-driven entrepreneur who always seeks to live her life to the fullest potential. With 20 years of experience, she now dedicates her life to inspiring others so that they can unleash their limiting beliefs and commit to their dreams and goals and take real action. In her best-selling book, Go All In, Nim reveals the principles of the Go All In mindset that empowers others to step into a life of unstoppable results. She has been featured in Fox 10, Authority Magazine, Success Profile Magazine, The Health Journal, and Fitness Republic. In this Servant Leaders segment, Nim will be sharing her expert knowledge in the area of the Go All In mindset. Nim, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown. I'm so honored to be here. Wow, just listen to you speaking about me. I just feel like, wow, I done a pretty good job.
It's always amazing to hear your own bio when somebody else is reading it. I think that's one of the best gifts you can give somebody is to just read that bio to them. So awesome. Glad to have you here. Before we dive into the main focus of our interview today, our listening audience would love to get to know you better. First, let's start with a little bit of your childhood backstory. Give us a little bit of your backstory of your childhood. Kind of let us know who you are and where you came from.
Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, if you listen to me, if you listen to our interview right now, and if you go to Nim underscore Stant, on the IG, you will see my picture with my childhood when my mom holding my hand just on the road, you know, with my sister wearing sandal on the dirt road. You know, I came from Thailand, from lower middle class family, totally broken family. You know, I always say like my dad never been there for me and for us. And I always wonder like why my mom did not leave my dad, you know, because I didn't love the way we grew up. And that's really, really shaped my personality of like, if you want something, you got to go and do it. You know, so came from the country that did not even speak English. And I remember when I saw the foreigner, the white guy with the blonde hair and the blue eye, I just like run away because like, you know, we learn we learn English in the school, but it's just like you learn Chinese here, right? In the state. And if you go to China, you probably like have no idea how to communicate with them. And then the opportunity present. So I came to the U.S. As a volunteer missionary for my church when I was 21 years old. Yeah, I remember the day I flew in. I just thought like, wow, I need to travel across the world to come to the U.S. not knowing much English, right? And I have my dictionary everywhere with me and spoke broken English. You know, like when I order food at a cafeteria, I just like point to the food and don't even ask me if I want, you know, anything else, right? And I just start to copy all the people's, like, what they said, you know, how they order food, how they do things. I just copy them. My aha moment, my badass moment was one day when I drove through McDonald's, ordered McDonald's, order strawberry milkshake. And then they give me strawberry milkshake. And I was like, they understand me now, right? So with the very humble beginning, you know, trying so many things, I try to find the way of like, how can I get to where I want to go? And I make a commitment every day that I'm going to go all the way in whatever I set my mind up to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if I create the average action, I'm going to get the average result. And being ordinary is mean like you are a failure of the success, and maybe you're the best of the worst or the worst of the best, right? You know, so that's how I do what I do, read tons of books, hire, you know, very expensive mentor, investing in myself without, you know, having money to begin with, and just want to leave the legacy here.
Awesome. So when you came to the United States at age 21, did you immediately know at that point that you would end up staying in the United States, or no, you didn't?
No. Yeah. The mission is only for a year and a half. For 18 months, went back to Thailand, never thought about coming back again because it's very expensive to live here, right? Compared to the currency in Thailand, it's very, very expensive to live here. Never thought I could afford to come back. Went back to Thailand, and then 25 years old, got a scholarship from Indian Embassy to study a master degree in India, in Indian classical dance, and that's already my plan. I want to come back to Thailand to be the only one in the country to teach Indian classical dance in Thailand. I learned classical dance in Thailand. I love it. And I did. After that, I was going to work in Thailand. I planned my future very well. You know, like I always like know what I want, and I go after it. I planned very well. But then God or the universe, right, didn't have the same plan like me. So I met my husband. He from Arizona. He from the state. And of course, right, when you fall in love, everything else, just forget about it. So married, and then work at the very top university in Thailand, teach in the dance department. Wasn't happy. Wasn't satisfied. So moved to the U.S. and end up, you know, not knowing much, right? No connection, no money.
Right.
Start all over again. And with the skills and knowledge of my background, you know, I only can be a guest lecturer at the university, but not the full time that I plan my life to be.
Right.
So then I have to like keep pivoting until now. I look back and I never regret.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what is your zone of genius right now? Like, I know you're this peak performance person. You're this yoga expert. Yeah. I don't know if you're a guru or not. You've reached guru status, but you know, you've got all these different areas of expertise. So what are you doing right now professionally?
Yeah. First of all, Dr. Brown, do you know what's the word guru mean?
No, go for it. my audience would love to hear.
Yeah. So gu is mean darkness. And ru is the remover. And that's now it makes sense, right? Someone that removed the darkness from you. So I don't see myself as a guru, but I see myself as someone who can remove and help remove the darkness from other people. So my mission and my zone of genius, and I just, again, discovered this a few days ago. Okay. So even though I've been doing it, but I'm doing it because I listen to the whisper of the universe, basically, you know, and I use the law of attraction, but lately the universe telling me that Nim, you are a multiplier, which means I'm not only writing my book, I commit to write at least 2 books a year, but I'm not only going to write my book, but I'm going to help the other people to write their book, and publish their book and share the more message. Mm. And that's how I become the multiplier. Mm-hmm. I help other people to write the book, publishing their book, and become the bestseller, become the best of themselves to bring out the message. And that's what I'm doing professionally right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell me about your journey in yoga, because I know you've been practicing for a very long time. How long have you been practicing yoga?
So, it's over 15 years, you know, and it started when I was in India as a dance student in India. Mm. And I view yoga totally different. As a dancer, I always been in a dance background, and my body is like in a good shape, very strong, very flexible as a dancer. But then when I practice yoga, I was like, what's going on? What the heck's going on? Why can I do it? You know? But the true meaning of yoga, though, is united, to yoke, to unite it. Mm. You know, if you can't, which is very, very hard, if you can't unite your mind, your breath, and your body, it's going to be just like gymnastic, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Asian version of gymnastic. Mm-hmm. And the goal of yoga is samadhi, which is the stillness in your mind. Mm. Super, super hard to achieve that. Mm. And I'm still working on it. I'm not saying that I achieved samadhi yet. know, work on it every day.
Mm-hmm. That stillness in your mind you're talking about?
Yeah.
I can. It is a very difficult thing to do, especially in this society that's so rushed.
Yeah.
So since you've become an expert in your field, and we will go off of what the book is about, the go all in mindset. Since you've written that book, and since you are putting yourself out there as this go all in mindset expert, can you share an interesting or humorous story about something that maybe happened to you on that journey to becoming that, developing that go all in mindset?
Yeah, totally. You know, like the first chapter of Go All In is talking about decision is everything. And by the way, I wrote this book for myself, my young self, because my young self at that time was looking for a book and mentor to help me go to where I want to go, achieving the success, you know, not only financial, but like in terms of personal development, and there's tons of book out there in the market, and I get lost, you know, it's thick. I didn't even go through the half of the book. So I wrote this book for myself, and I want to tell myself that when you make that decision, it's changed everything, totally changed. Change the way I think, change the way I do things. And this book is not only for entrepreneur. This book is for everyone who want to improve. If you want to go all in your relationship, yes, that's work. You know, if you want to go all in terms of your health and your wellness, that's totally work too. Not only about money, not only about business, it's everything. So three years ago, I was sick every single month. You know, like something happened. Even like practice yoga and fell and then broke my toe. Like something happened. Oh, wow. I promise you, every single month until I had walking pneumonia. It's like COVID. I have to stay in my bedroom by myself. No one can come in. You know, I have rash like everywhere in my body. It was hurt, you know, and I was like on my bedroom, and I asked myself, how did I get here? Right? How did I get here? You know, business doesn't growing, and career or relationship or health, like everything's just the rock bottom. And then I realized that because I say the wrong thing to myself all the time, I was sick. You know, I'm always sick. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of that. Until I was sick of being tired or being sick and tired. Hmm. You heard that before, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah.
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 And then I start to change, like, okay, this is it. This is the last month of me getting sick, you know, and focus on the positive rather than the negative. Because I was playing the victim role. I exercised that failure muscle in my brain. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, that inner side, we call it inner side, right? Instead of exercise, inner side. I exercise the failure muscle every day until I'm done with it. And then I change and I say, I'm going to go all the way in whatever it is that I'm going to do in relationship, in money mindset, in everything, in business. I'm doing it. I'm go all the way in and I'm not going to look back. I'm burning all the bridge, you know, and that's how this book began.
How long would you say that, you know, you said you were sick almost every single month, that there was something happening. How long did that go on?
The whole year.
For a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole year.
Now, before that year, were you exercising that failure muscle? Was it just a culmination of everything that just kind of built up?
Yeah, it's like a snowball, right?
Oh, wow.
But the good news is, Dr. Brown, after that walking pneumonia, I decided this is the last one, right? Mm. And guess what? After that, I never take medicine again. I never see doctor. You know, I went to wellness checkup for a woman checkup, right? And they asked me, so when is the last time you see the doctor? When is the last time are you allergic of this? And that's like, no, nothing, like nothing, nothing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So bottom line is it sounds like you realized that for years you were telling yourself one script in your mind and you're reading from that script over and over and over.
Yes.
And it ended up having this detrimental effect that for a year it almost just shut you down.
Yes. And then you changed
the script.
Yeah. And until I was thinking about, well, you know, that one thing that very scared me also, because I practiced that the failure mindset, right? And one script in that is I want to get rid of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid because I understand the law of attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm afraid I'm going to do it because I think about it. I try to find the way to kill myself in every different mm-hmm. ways.
Mm-hmm.
But if I keep repeating that, it's going to happen someday. That's why it happened to a lot of people.
That's awesome. So let's backtrack just a minute, because I think for those that may be listening, to understand the process that you went through, where for years you were telling yourself this negative script, you were exercising, as you say, this exercising the muscle of failure. And then it caught up with you and it shut your body down. And then you literally changed your script. How quickly did you notice that things turned around?
Well, it's within 1 month you see it different. And I challenge you to do it, you know, those who listen right now, because again, you draw the positive thing into your life and your body. You know, that one of the sickness, right, of each month for the whole year circle was like my kids, my little one, invite friend to come play at our house, and the friend threw the toy, it hit my eye, you know, and I had like black eye like circle.
Oh my gosh.
For 3 weeks. So it.
Wow.
So I know that it's not anyone else but me asking, and the universe reflecting it.
So what I'm hearing you say is literally almost overnight, a person can change where they are right now and do an about face and go in the other direction just by simply changing the mindset.
Yes. But remember, though, you need to, again, just like what you have been exercised for, many years, right? Whatever script that you have in your mind, now is the time for you to change, but it's not going to be easy. A lot of people say, oh, follow your passion, follow your dream, you know, for your business, whatever it is, right? No, it's not going to be easy. Most of the people enjoy writing their dream, writing their goals, set a goal, do the vision board. But one thing that the mentor forget to tell them is you need to sign up for inconvenience also.
Let's talk about that. What do you mean, like, you need to sign up for inconvenience?
Well, because if you want to change your mind and to attract something new, something more positive, what do you do? Is that mean it's required to get up earlier in the morning, half an hour earlier, to do some self-improvement, read a good book? Or is it mean not to check your phone, not to check your phone first thing in the morning and check your phone in the restroom, right?
Right.
You know, that's inconvenience, you know, because you get used to it. You want to go to the restroom and check your phone. I'm talking about myself too. You know, you might wonder, where does it come from? It's come from myself, right?
Yeah.
So it's inconvenient because you want to do it. You want to know what's going on, but no, right? That's inconvenience. Or is it mean that you need to take a weekend off from your work and do some self-care? Or is that mean when you play and spend time with your kids and you need to put your phone down and not answer any messages? Is that mean that you need to say no to some friends that is going to drag you down? Right? Is that mean that you might have to skip this vacation and save up some money for investing in your business? Whatever it is, inconvenience. It's not easy. Because you want to do it. Your ego self want to do it.
And don't you think that's probably one of the biggest challenges that we deal with is the ego? Our ego always wants to get in the way.
Right. But it's also probably come from insecurity, right? You want people to accept you. You want to feel good about yourself. You want other people to see that you make it happen, right?
So would you say that even your thought, that script that you were telling yourself, like, I don't want to be here, and you came to the realization, if I keep telling myself this, I'm going to find a way not to be here.
Yeah.
Do you still think that even that script had to do with ego?
It has to do with ego. It also has to do, again, with the insecurity, right? Mm. I'm playing the victim role.
Right.
And I spend time to blame other people. Right. So exercise that failure muscle again by blaming other people, by blaming things that is not happening your way, blaming God, blaming universe, blaming your family, blaming where you come from. Yeah, I came from the third world country, middle, you know, it's my script, but so what? Your past is not determined where you're going next. You know, and I always say, and I think it's in this book too, I said, if you were born poor, it's not your fault. But if you die poor, it's your fault. You know, and poor doesn't have to be determined by money. It can be, you know, the human being, the quality.
Right. Oh, I understand what it doesn't have to do with money at all. It has to do with. The richness of who you are. Awesome. Great. In our servant leader segments that we're doing now, we focus on experts who serve their clients at the highest level. When I was preparing for the show, I found some interesting pieces of information in your book that I would like to ask you some questions about. In your book, Go All In, you teach us how to create a level of success that helps you become a role model for yourself. Talk more about becoming a role model for yourself. I thought that was an interesting concept.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was 20 years old, I have an internship at the dance theater, the performance theater, very well known in Thailand, top of the country. But when things doesn't happen my way, instead of try to figure out how to overcome it. You know, I start to blame the director, blame the teacher, blame the choreographer, you know, and making excuse. And then I end up run away, quit my job and run away. And this happened with relationship also. If I, you know, I never been in the relationship more than 2 years, right? And just like run away. And I think this is like what most of the people do too, because facing it is hard. So to be the mentor, to be the role model for yourself, you know, beside the activities that you need to do right now to improve yourself, but look back, you know, connecting the dot, why you do what you do and understand why you run away or why you blame, why you make an excuses, why you're not taking the right action. It's very, very important. But then use it as a tool for right now to lead you to where you want to go. You know, quit that that activities or negative mindset that will keep you away from right now. And being a mentor for yourself is basically, I think we need to write more, you know, write your journal, write everything. I have the book next to me here. And each day, you know, write what am I grateful for? Okay. Yeah. So write what you're grateful for, 3 things, and then your goals for today. And then one thing that you appreciate about your day. So basically throughout the day, you come back and you write, you know, and write down what inspires you. And that's it. So I think the person that can mentor you the most is yourself, you know, instead of go out and listen to all, you know, YouTube motivational and Clubhouse and everything. That's good. But make sure don't get lost and swimming in this ocean of information, but stay in your lane and stay, find that zone of genius, right? Mm-hmm. And stay there and keep improving. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great insight that you pull out there, and that we can be our best mentors and I think it's that evaluation of looking at our past self and saying how could we have handled that differently, but then bringing it forward and saying what am I grateful for in this moment, what were my successes and wins this day. And reviewing that on a regular basis, on a daily basis.
Yeah, and this is very hard. It takes many years to practice to feel comfortable.
Well, it's that zone of inconvenience that you were talking about. You have to put yourself in that zone of inconvenience. You have to sign up for inconvenience in order to make that happen.
Can I share some tips with you and your reader?
Please do.
I challenge everyone who's listening and watching here, set an alarm on your phone every single hour, okay? And then write down your goal, and don't write out too many goals, right? Focus on a few of them, and each day set an alarm like this every single hour. And when the alarm ring, read from your goal, and then for 5 minutes and then go back to work and do something else again. Mm-hmm. Even when I have a conversation with some people, when the alarm clock ring, I just stop and repeating that in my head. Mm. This is just like you go to the gym, lift weight every day, whatever exercise you do. Same thing. You got to exercise the inside. Mm-hmm. Repetition.
I love that term, by the way. I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
And I've been in the mental health space and the self-improvement space for a long time. I've never heard the word inner size.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, like for example, and each day you don't have to read the same goals. Yesterday I set the alarm every single hour from 8 a.m. in the morning until 9 p.m. before I go to bed. And now my husband get used to it. You know, he's like, oh, your time. But I read my money affirmation. You know, 4 to 5 things about money. And that's it. And I put it away and then I continue my work and then do it again next hour.
And it could be anything. It could be about relationships. It could be about love. It could be about health, wellness. Yeah.
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 Because your subconscious mind, you know, will remember and will believe that it's happening. Mm. Right. And again, this is not a woo-woo stuff. And you know it.
Yeah.
This is like we exercising, yeah. You know, the other muscle that we can't even see.
I mean, I think you said it so beautifully in the very beginning of the interview that we exercise that muscle of failure, and we do it over and over and over again. You know, why do you think people, I think I know the answer, I know the answer that you'll give, but why do you think people stay stuck in that rut of exercising that muscle of failure?
Many people, everyone have their own reason, right? For me, because the foolish tradition of my father, you know, the father doesn't mean my father, but like my country, my environment, the family background, wherever you come from is the foolish tradition. You know, the way your family teach you doesn't have to be the way you carry on. Right. So when people exercise that muscle of failure, it's because they want the approval. Don't we all do? We want people to accept us. We want people to love. We want people to be nice to us.
Right.
That's basically human need, right?
Right.
So I think this is for everyone. I actually don't like to use the word every or always because it's not like that. Mm-hmm. But most of the people exercise the failure muscle because they just want to be accepted, right? So instead of jump off the cliff, taking leap and do something that would take them to somewhere else they want to go or the next level, they stay where they're at.
Right.
They want to feel secure. And our mind said that too, right? So
in a way, it's more comfortable for them to stay where they are.
Comfortable.
In another way, yeah. It's more comfortable. It's more comfortable for all the people around them, for them to stay where they are.
Definitely. My older sister, she is starting her new business right now. And then she recording the video, right? With the professional setting. She have like, you know, camera guide, everything do editing. Beautiful. But then she shared it with her friend who's like a housewife, a mom, you know, and the friend just started to ask some random question just in their knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. And then my sister feels so down, so bad, right? And she said, I said, okay, send me the video, right? You know, before you put on social, send me the video. And I look at the video and I said, man, I want to laugh at you because if this is the video that you worry about to send it to the world, man, what should I do with my video? Yeah, and she had a professional recording her video and she's like, I don't do a good makeup. I just smile some more. It's like, wait, this is okay. Done is better than perfect. And you need to be aware of who you share your passion, your information, your vision to. Right? Protect your energy. We heard about that before.
Yeah. So yeah, she was taking critique from someone who may have been operating from a place of ego and didn't necessarily have her best interest in mind.
Yeah. And then when she received my message that night, you know, because like she could not sleep, right? And I said, right. Done is better than perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know, and then she said, oh, wow, Neem, this is what I need to hear right now.
Yeah. And I think it's a message we all need to hear for sure.
Yeah.
So that spins into one of your next concepts that you had in your book was commit first and figure it out later.
Yes.
That's the done is better than perfect.
Yes. Mindset. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
commit first, figure out later, because it doesn't matter what level you're going to, you're always going to find a new problem because you want to create, you want to find the problem so that it will get you to the success. It's closer and closer, and then you get that, right? So, but if you don't find a problem, seriously, I think you should think, am I doing it right? Why is it so smooth? So,
signing up to be uncomfortable is a good sign that you're moving forward.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So it's kind of a test, a litmus test that you're headed in the right direction. If you're living in this zone of discomfort, then it may be a good sign that you're in the right direction. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You said the term in your book, you have to give up to grow up. Give up to grow up. Hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, same thing. Inconvenient. Right up for the inconvenient. You know, some people have to give up watching TV, right? For, you know, watching TV less so that you can have time to work on your business more.
Right.
You know, in terms of health, you got to give up sugar. You know it.
Yeah.
And kick your ass and go to the gym or exercise. If you're facing the stress, right? So what do you need to do? You need to give up watching the news that will stress you even more, or you know, give up some social media time before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Basically, you need to give up to grow up.
Yeah. Those things that drain you of much needed energy, you need to let go of those.
Yeah. And it's really a real problem that not many people though want to give. Many people though want to give up, right?
They don't want to sign up to be uncomfortable.
No, it's very uncomfortable. Going to the next level is very uncomfortable. Yeah. And I am doing things that is uncomfortable every day. Talking to you, you interview me right now. It's uncomfortable, right? I mean, if I go shopping, seriously, oh my goodness, this is easy. I don't have to think too much. It's very convenient.
Yeah. So do you find in your experience that, let's say you have a level that you're breaking into and you sign up to be uncomfortable, and then all of a sudden, a month, 3 months, a year down the road, everything's comfortable again. What do you do then? Because that does happen. You know, you reach this new level of comfort. You've kind of broken through that barrier and you're comfortable again. So what do you do in that respect?
See, one thing, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. If you are in the wrong room.
Yeah. So you're constantly looking for a new room.
That's right.
Where you can be the pupil and the student and you can be learning.
Learning. Yeah.
Again, very uncomfortable for a lot of us.
Yeah. But you know what, Dr. Brow, like this book is not for everyone. The go all in concept, even my mentor, Chris Winfield, also said, this is very exhausting, right? Just so you know, this is not for everyone. You don't need to do it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You need to know why you want to do it, why you want the result you want to have, right? Mm-hmm. Some of us may be born to just be, you know, a mom, a loving mom, a homemaker, a peacemaker, baking cake, you know, taking care of the neighbor. If you're happy, where are you at? Totally fine. You don't need to sign up for this inconvenience. But if you are a mom having a nice family, but you feel miserable inside, then let's look at what it is. And then
why is that happening?
Yeah. It's not for anyone.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Thank you for sharing that. Related to the all-in mindset, are there any other points of wisdom, any nuggets that you want to share with us? Are there like some really easy things that people can do? We've talked about signing up to become uncomfortable and moving in that arena until we need to become uncomfortable again. Is there anything else?
If you do it by yourself, super hard. You don't do it by yourself, you know, you can go out and find some accountability partner, just like everyone else said, But there's a chapter in the book that said, if you want to be a millionaire, talk to the billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So find someone to help. Find someone that have the result that you want to have to help you. Mm-hmm. Find the mentor. And in the chapter of this book, talking about how to find the right mentor.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because when I saw that chapter, I thought, that is so interesting that you worded it that way, Nim, because you hear all the time, and motivational speakers will say, if you want to become a millionaire, you need to surround yourself with other millionaires. And you just kind of flipped that and said, no. If you want to become a millionaire, you need to hang around billionaires. You need to talk to billionaires.
Yeah.
And that makes more sense to me than anything I've heard, because.
Oh, thank you.
It really does. Because, I mean, if you think about it, when it comes to mentorship, I want somebody that's further down the road than me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want somebody that's in the same place I'm at. I want somebody that's further down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because you don't know what you don't know, right?
That's exactly right. But yeah. So is there anything else? That's a good point. Thank you.
Anything else? Let me see. What else did I say? No. Okay. Expand and never contract.
I saw that in the book, and I wrote it in my notes. I just missed it a minute ago. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, you go all in. You made the decision. You find a mentor. You're in the right room. But then, you know, something else happened. And, you know, your subconscious mind going to step back. Like, oh, shoot. You know, oh, man, is it too fast? Is it too soon? Is it too expensive? Is it too this and too that? To this and to that, right? Mm. So instead of contract, you got to expand, especially in the time like this with COVID and everything happening in the world. You know, a lot of people are scared to spend money, mm-hmm. right? People are scared to find some more, some mentor or some education, you know, to invest, right? Find the right mentor, and then you expand instead of contract, because in the time like this, someone else make tons of money, right? And someone else just lost everything and stay in that fear, the scared zone, right? Mm-hmm. Don't do that, because it doesn't going to help anything. Oh, I'm going to save right now because I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, because the amount of, you know, for example, $10,000 you have, it's not going to go anywhere bigger. It's not going to get bigger. It's just going to stay there, right? It's just going to stay there, right?
Right.
So, but invest with the right mentor, though.
Right. No, it takes smart investment in that particular. When you're investing in yourself, you got to be smart about it. You got to be really smart about it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, you know, those valuable insights. I want to.
Sorry, I have my next book coming up. Do you know what's the title of the book?
What is the title?
This is going to be fun. I love it. I love this book. I love it already. This book, I want people to really like get into it and also laugh about it. So the title of the book is Punch Fear in the Face.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, have you started writing it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting wording that you use there.
and the subtitle is Failure Doesn't Scare Me.
Ah.
Yeah. So, you know, go all in's great, but people also have a lot of fear. Don't we all do, you know? Don't we all do fear in many areas of our life?
Yeah.
So I want to help people about overcoming that fear in the way that we look at it and we just like, oh shoot, that's it. You know, yeah. Like, oh, I can do it too. Oh my goodness. Like, you know, so I want to help the readers to understand that fear is just it's gonna stay with you, you know, but how can you manage that? You know, just put it on the passenger seat, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I punch fear in the face every day. Last week, I just say no to the millionaire who want to work with me and I was like, nope, not this way, but I can do the other way if you accept then cool, right?
Yeah.
And it was very fearful, you know, the fearful feeling when he approached me in the way that I don't want to work that way, right? And I was like, all day long, I was like, oh, shoot, you know, if I'm going to lose the connection or something. Instead, I said, okay, fear, this is it. I'm going to be myself and know my worth, my value. And then I'm going to punch you in the face and get out and say, hey, this is what I can offer. And he likes it even more.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I think you tapped into something really important there. When you're punching fear in the face, you have to know your self-worth.
Yes.
And you have to know what your mission is in order to be able to stand strong and say, no, you know, fear, you're here. I acknowledge that you're here, but you're not going to interfere with, you're not going to interfere with this path that I'm on.
Yeah.
And yeah. Awesome. I can't wait for that book to be out. When is it going to be out?
Probably in the next 4 months. Yeah.
Still oh, wow. working on it. Awesome. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
I love to end the show on a not so serious note. So I will ask you this question and I'd love to know your answer. So if you could acquire any superpower in the world, what superpower would you most like to have?
Oh, wow. Shoot. that's a fun question. I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
You know, it's so cool that, you know, the only answer I can think of is if I can fly. I always, like, in my dream, this is for many, many years in my life, some night I dream that if I run very fast, then I start to take off from the ground and then I start to like going up.
You can fly.
Yeah, I can fly. That's very fun things for me. Nothing about the realistic world, right? But every night before I go to bed, I make an agreement with my soul that my soul can leave my body. And I'm just laying down and pounds, and my soul can leave my body to the light source to get the wisdom. And then the agreement is in the morning when I wake up, the soul will come back to me. In the morning when I wake up, the soul will come back to me, to my body again, to tell me the wisdom of what the soul learned from the light source.
Oh, wow.
And it's happened every single night. And every single night I feel like I fly.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Nim. Nim, it's been a distinct pleasure and privilege having you on the show today. Thank you so much for your time. The wisdom and insights that you've shared with us have been priceless. And I know our followers will find this segment very, very helpful. Last thing, I know after listening to this, people are going to want to connect with you. And for those of you out there listening to this, for those of us who have mission-minded businesses and focuses that we're and passions that we have, the only way that we have to further that cause is by sharing that knowledge with you. And you need to follow people who can potentially be in your realm of influence. So, Nim, would you share with our audience how people can connect with you?
Yes, thank you so much. Check out and connect with me on YouTube, Go All In TV.
Okay.
That's the way that you can find more motivational video from there and also an interview with all the people that I interview. You know, it's been great to have the Go All In TV on YouTube, which next month, March 30th, it will be aired on ABC 15 here in Phoenix.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, the dream come true, not just the YouTuber, but the real TV.
Wow. And is that going to be a consistent segment?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. And my website is nimstant.com.
nimstant.com. And if they want to reach you on Instagram, it would be nim_stant. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you. So tune in tomorrow at noon Eastern Standard Time for our In the Zone segment, where I'll be recapping today's interview with Nim. I'll be sharing the nuggets that Nim gave to us during this interview and how they fit into the Genesis Zone Advantage. I'll be answering any questions, and we'll also be exploring some other juicy topics, I know. Most informed, most trusted, and most grateful you spent this time with us today. Until next time, stay in the zone. This is Dr. Brian Brown. Thank you.